This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Union Minister of State, Ministry of Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, reviewed the progress of various centrally sponsored schemes in Arunachal Pradesh during a meeting with senior officials of the Women and Child Development Department of Arunachal Pradesh in Itanagar yesterday. She took stock of the implementation and progress schemes like Mission Saksham Aganwadi and Poshan 2.0, Mission Vatsalya, Sambal component of Mission Shakti, and women and child-centric legislations. Thakur also called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik and Chief Minister Pema Khandu. During these meetings, she deliberated on enhancing the cooperation between the central and state governments to improve the effectiveness of various women and child welfare programs. She also met chairperson of Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Ms. Ratan Anya. Tripura government has expressed concern over the reported construction of an embankment of River Manu by the Bangladesh government close to the Indo-Bangla international border near Devipur under Tripura's Unakoti district. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha, who met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday, has urged the Union government to take up the matter diplomatically with the Bangladesh government for immediate resolution. Unakoti District Magistrate Dilip Kumar Chakma had inspected the site from the zero point and said that the Kailasahar Township could face devastating floods owing to the embankment rights across the border and has submitted a visit note to the Tripura government on his findings. The Brahmaputra Literary Festival, which will be held in New Delhi, will showcase Northeast India culture to the whole world. Organized by Adharsila Trust, the event will take place from the 6th of February till the 8th of February. Bringing together 42 speakers across 12 sessions, the program aims to give a window into the region's rich literary history, art and tradition that make the Northeast region unique. Key speakers in the panel discussion include award-winning author and journalist Arup Kumar Datta, writer, translator, columnist and trained Shastriya Sangeet vocalist Mitra Phukan, writer and artist Parishmita Singh, award-winning Assamese poet and writer Rita Chaudhary, acclaimed and award-winning writer Kimpham Singh Nongkanri, each bringing their unique perspective to the table. Mizoram Governor Retired General V.K. Singh yesterday virtually participated in the distribution event of property cards under the Survey of Villages Abadi and Mapping with Improvised Technology in Village Areas scheme and said that Mizoram was the first state in the Northeast region to distribute property cards under the scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also graced the occasion and handed out over 65 lakh property cards to property owners in over 50,000 villages in more than 230 districts across 10 states and two union territories through video conferencing. The Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council convened a meeting yesterday at Polo Ground, bringing together clan leaders Hima, Dorbar Shnong, Rangba, Dorbar Kur, Singh Kanthai and Singh Samla from across the Khasi Hills districts. The assembly deliberated on the implementation of the Administration of Ilaka Amendment Act 2023 and the Khasi Social Custom of Lineage Amendment Act 2023 was graced by Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar as the chief guest and Deputy Chief Minister Prestonton Song as the guest of honour. During the event, the governor administered a pledge to combat the growing menace of drug abuse, which was solemnly taken by all community members present. He also spoke about the importance of collective responsibility in protecting the youth from substance addiction and called on stakeholders to work together for a drug-free society and to protect the younger generation from the dangers of substance addiction. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be sharing his insight with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. This will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.